Good morning, everyone. Today is Dalet Tishrei Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, inching closer to the Yom HaGadol VaHaKadosh, to the great and holy day of Yom HaKippurim, Ki BaYom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tahir Eschem, the day of cleansing, of spiritual renewal. And so we use these days to continue our efforts of personal growth and character development in the effort of spiritual perfection. More than anything, a person should try to do whatever they can to complete tshuva for failing to live up to the yisoidos, the foundations of our faith. The emunah, the bitachon that a person has to live with. These are not just ideas that we toss carelessly around, but these are ideas that we live with as they inspire and motivate and animate literally every decision that we make. When we are in violation of listening to the value and the foundations of faith, so there's a lot of consequence. We are sinning greatly in them because we are very distant and we are not sensitive to our lack of conviction. We don't understand what it means to do a mitzvah, the motivation that's necessary, and why it is that we fall prey to avera. The reason why we fall prey to avera oftentimes is because the foundation of our faith in the Ribono Shel Olam, our emunah, has been compromised. The Ramban, Nachmanides, writes that no one can have a chelek, a part, in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu unless such a person believes that all of our words and all of our experiences are nisim, are miracles. There being no natural or customary way of the world, like there's no happenstance. Everything is for a reason. Instead, if a person truly observes the mitzvos, follows the 613 commandments as they apply to us scrupulously, the Ribono Shel Olam provides schar, there's reward. Hashem will reward such a person with hatzlacha, with success. And if Rachmana Letzlan, the opposite is true, if a person violates or fails to achieve or fails to fulfill the obligations, violating them, Hashem's punishment will cause his extinction. This is based on what we write in Chumash and the various commentaries. When a person thinks that my power, my koyach, my strength, and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth, if I think that it's ba'itzim yadi, the koyach, the strength of my hand, so he is effectively practicing idolatry. Why? Because he thinks that it's because of my doing. That's why I'm successful. That is not why a person is successful or otherwise. A person is successful or otherwise measured by how a person is in relationship to the mitzvos and his dvekis, his connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is what the Ramban writes, that a person can have no chelik in the Teres Hashem, the Teres of Moshe Rabbeinu, until there's an amuna that's strong, that experiences maisim, everything is nisim v'niflos, to the extent that a person is rewarded or punished in kind. So when we have material means, for example, what we do is we naturally feel more self-assured. We think that we've accomplished. We think that because I have these things, I'm wealthy, I have a house, I have a car, I have a job, I have things. So we're self-assured and we're subject to such thoughts that it's because of something that I've done. Sure, there's a process called a certain hishtadlis, an effort that a person has to make. You cannot sit idly on the couch and wait for good things or anything to fall into your lap. But a person has to make a hishtadlis. And when you make that hishtadlis and when you're successful, lest a person think that it's koich b'itzim yadi, that it's because of your hand that you were successful in whatever area, that's idolatry, says the Ramban. Such thoughts are vain because all depends on mitzvos and averos. Although this is not visible to the naked eye, a person might not necessarily see that. Everything is a calculation. Everything is a computation. Everything is a cheshbon of merit versus demerit. How much a person has accomplished in the world of schar, mitzvos versus keneged, the einish of averos. The entire admonition in the Torah, in the Parsha, of Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo revolves around this. If you behave casually with me, if you're a bikeri, if you treat me with a sense of haphazard, so then I will too behave with you with a certain casualness. I will just treat you in this haphazard way. And the punishments that the Torah describes come about for saying that what happens is just by chance and is not dependent upon the performance of mitzvahs and the direction of the creator of the world. Chas v'shalom, a person should think that way. Everything happens. Everything is measured by the reward that a person deserves, given by the Ribono Shel Olam, measured by the amount of mitzvahs that a person does. And this is a very difficult avoda. There's the avoda of Yom HaKippurim, and there's the avoda that we ourselves have to do for Yom Kippur, pre-Yom Kippur, and certainly during Yom Kippur, as the thoughts of skepticism or denial are rooted in a person from his youth, and every day these thoughts are strengthened. So we know that this is something where there's a koyach of the Yetzirah so strong to make us feel that we are in control. And we have to remind ourselves that anything that we have or things that we don't have merit, schar, einish, shortcomings, the relationship between the fulfillment of a mitzvah or otherwise, is everything in its mathematical spiritual computation how a person gets or does not get. And so it's very important for us to use these days thinking about not just doing mitzvahs in the sense of it's a good thing to do. It is how you are, kihem chayenu v'arich yameinu, it is how you are able to experience anything in your life. Our lives are enriched because of our connection to Hashem. Our lives are rewarded when we are committed to the mitzvahs in not just practice in theory, but in practice in fulfillment and in real time. When we think about what it is that we have to do, the reward that we receive, so that will, Emir Tzashem, continue to motivate us to make a strategic plan moving forward in these days of introspection as we lead up to Yom Kippur. We'll continue this journey together. From my family to yours, I wish you a blessed, a motivated, and an inspired day.